From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into three groups of three. The first set, love, joy, peace, have to do with the Christian's relationship to God. Today, Dr. Cairns comes to the second group, which includes long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. These involve the believer's relationship with others. As was true with the first three, these virtues are produced by the Holy Spirit as He works sanctification in the Christian's life. The focus of this week's message is on long-suffering. It is God's intention that His children be Christ-like in every aspect of life, including their treatment of others. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns first takes time to define long-suffering according to its use in the Scriptures. Later on, he'll show how the Holy Spirit produces this virtue in the lives of God's people. Finally, there will be an emphasis upon the need to examine oneself in the light of the Bible's teaching on long-suffering. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Sanctified Souls Are Satisfied. The text is found in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 14. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Note the my, which comes twice. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness. The kind of people who are satisfied with God are marked out as God's own. He is pleased with them, for they are pleased in Him. They call Him their God, and He calls them His people. He is satisfied to take them for a portion, and they are satisfied with Him for their portion. There is a mutual communion of delight between God's Israel and Israel's God. These people are satisfied. This is a grand thing. Very few of the sons of men are ever satisfied, let their lot be what it may. They have swallowed the horse-leech, and it continually cries, Give! Give! Only sanctified souls are satisfied souls. God Himself must both convert us and content us. It is no wonder that the Lord's people should be satisfied with the goodness of their Lord. Here is goodness without mixture, bounty without stint, mercy without chiding, love without change, favor without reserve. If God's goodness does not satisfy us, what will? What? Are we still groaning? Surely there is a wrong desire within, if it be one which God's goodness does not satisfy. Lord, I am satisfied. Blessed be Thy name. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Turning this morning to the book of Galatians once again, chapter 5, and continuing to look at verse 22 and 23, but thus far we're still in the 22nd verse. Galatians chapter 5, but the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There are nine graces mentioned here to describe what Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit. Now, all of these graces affect every single part of the believer's life. All of them cover the upward motions of the soul to govern the believer's dealings with God. All of them govern the dealings of the believer with others, and therefore cover all the outward motions of his soul. And equally, they all cover the inward motions of the soul, and these all have something to say about governing his actions and his attitudes toward himself and within himself. So, whichever one of these you're looking at, they will have something to say about your dealings with God, your dealings with others, and your dealings with yourself. But having said that, it is very clear, I think, that these nine fall into three groups of three. And as I've indicated before, I repeat it now, the first three deal mainly with the believer and God. There is a very powerful, basic emphasis upon our relationship with the Lord, love and joy and peace. While it may be true of all these graces that they all flow out of our relationship with God, nonetheless, these three in a particular way emphasize that fellowship that we are to have with the Lord. The second group of three, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, would particularly be directed toward our dealings with other people. They are the outward motions of the believing soul that mostly terminate upon others. And then the final three are directed more inwardly. They are descriptions of what we are in ourselves: faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, we have got through the first three, the first group, and we commence today with the first of the second group of three: long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. One of the marks of the Holy Ghost's work in the believer is his production in that person of a Christ-like spirit toward other people. And I will make a very bold statement that a man whose religion does not radically affect his attitude and behavior toward other people probably has no real religion at all, and has had nothing that basically affects his relationship with God. I think that you cannot read the New Testament without coming to the conclusion that it is well nigh impossible, if not totally impossible. I tend to think it's totally impossible for a man to have a right relationship with God, to know the love of God in his heart, to know the joy of salvation filling his soul, to know what it is to have the peace of God ruling in his heart. It's impossible for a man to have that right relationship with God without it having a mighty effect upon his relationship toward and his dealings with people around him. You see this in Christ himself. These three things that we're told about here, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, are the three words, more than any others, that you would have to use to sum up the attitude and actions of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was dealing with other people. The three words are actually quite close together in meaning. They are not altogether easy to distinguish. It's easy to go to a Greek lexicon and find out what the experts in language would say about the shades of difference in meaning, but in actual practicality, there is not a great deal of difference that one can draw. Long-suffering, I think, is a word that would say we must be Christ-like in our temperament. And you'll see why I use the word temperament in just a moment or two. It is the exact word, the precise word, the biblical word that must be used here. Don't think for one moment that godliness consists first and foremost in actions. Godliness must touch our temperament before it touches anything else in our dealings, either with ourselves or with others. We have to be Christ-like in our temperament. The word gentleness may possibly be better translated kindness. It's a very simple word. Kindness. And I think the emphasis there is upon a Christ-like tenderness. There is to be a tender-heartedness that is like the tenderness of the heart of Christ. That's what we're called to here. And the next word, to all intents and purposes, has the same meaning as the word that's translated gentleness. It's the word goodness. But even great linguists are at a loss as to how exactly to distinguish between goodness and this kindness. And the best they can come up with is that while the gentleness deals with the tenderness of heart, the goodness is that tenderness in action. The emphasis is upon not just good feelings or good thoughts, but goodness in action. This is what we're called to, a Christ-likeness of temperament or temper. A Christ-likeness in tenderness, and a Christ-likeness in our treatment of other people. There is a movement abroad today, What Would Jesus Do?, based on a book that is very far from an evangelical understanding of the gospel. And What Would Jesus Do? Is normally interpreted according to the present-day politically correct notions that are so popular. And people arrive at a conclusion what Jesus would do, not from what he actually did do in the scriptures, but from what they are conditioned to believe he would do. And of course, their conditioning is so far from fact that they come up with all sorts of rubbishy, unbiblical, totally anti-Christian answers. But if you take the Bible as your textbook and the gospel as your foundation for a Christian, for one who is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, it is always a fundamental question: what would Jesus do? It's always a fundamental question. And we must always get back to the Bible, and we must look in Scripture and see, how Christ-like are we, or aren't we, in our dealings with other people. Now today we start with the first of these three words. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. What I'll try to show you today is very simple. That it is the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer to make him patient so that he will not be easily or quickly provoked to passion or intemperate action, but especially not provoked quickly or easily to the passion of anger. That's what this word is telling us. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.